This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out at 75radio.org. It is Saturday, October 2nd, 2021. We are broadcasting live on this beautiful Saturday evening. Walter, how are we doing, my friend?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, man. We're doing pretty good. We had some nice weather and getting a lot of work done around here, getting ready for winter, but everything's going well.
That's nice. Well, it's the same old here in the District of Criminals. Anyways, first order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we want to remember Sergeant Nick Reisner of the Sheffield, Alabama Police Department, Sheffield, Alabama. End of watch today, Saturday, October 2nd, 2021. Sergeant Reisner succumbed to his wounds from a shooting the day previously, and his killers are alive and in custody. Second order of business, as always, we want to welcome Little Billy Keebler in the Yonadosis New York Fire Department, and we affectionately call it the Cellar Savers because they're pretty good at putting out cellar fires, especially in mobile homes. Third, I want to thank all the fat, childless lesbian pigs who came in for the Women's March that was happening today in Washington, D.C., and all the streets into and out of the District of Columbia was very crowded, as well as the subways, referred to here as the metro system. And I was 10 minutes late for work from my other job, but while I was going about my business, two large women, and I use that term loosely, had t-shirts which looked like diagrams of women's plumbing on the shirt. But anyways, they're protesting abortion rights, but I can say, ladies, you don't have to worry about any pregnancy, planned or unplanned, because nobody's going to fornicate with y'all. But anyways, in terms of beauty, the left just absolutely loves to try out some Hollywood starlet, but I see the fat, ugly slobs that come in and day out. And anyways, but your run-of-the-mill conservative woman, absolutely gorgeous. They know how they have enough discipline to push themselves away from a dinner table and take pride in their appearance. Anyways, next order of business. Last week's show, it really bothered me. We had Jose Riesco on the show to talk about his family and his family's business were being threatened by Black Lives Matter, and nobody did anything about it. And it was a great show until the last segment when he started saying that anyone that's not a part of his church is not a true Christian, including Catholics and Mormons. Well, this show is hosted by Catholics, and we are produced and broadcasted by a practicing Mormon. And I was very upset. Here I let this man promote his church, and anyone interested in his church, check it out on their own. But to say for that his church's idea of Christianity is right and every other version is wrong is just downright insulting. I mean, you can pick on us all day long. In fact, we read the insults that people send us on the website on the air, and we clown on each other until the cows come home, and you don't even want to know what we say to each other when we're not on the air. But Mr. Riesco needs to realize that we are all on the same team, just playing different positions. And also, he needs to realize Christianity itself is under attack. But anyways, I digress. We had podcaster Charles Markowitz on the show, who knows a thing or two about religion. He's not a Christian, and we are not obviously not Jewish, but we have a common enemy, Satan. And we respect each other as we try not to convert each other or insult the other's religion. Anyways, I did speak to Jose after the show, and I'm not going to say what was said because that's not who I am, but he just referenced Bible verse after Bible verse. But anyways, nowhere in the Bible did Jesus say, hey, leave your organized Christian church and join an evangelical street church because everybody else is garbage except for this pop-up street church. But anyways, I wish the Riesco family well, but we will not have him on again because we just want anyone calling out on our ways, tell them that your choice, our choice of worship is wrong. Well, what say you?
Well, you know, the story was supposed to be, you know, the segment was supposed to be about how his family was, you know, ravaged by BLM in Chicago. The, you know, the approach, you know, support us or, you know, get burnt out. And pretty much that's about what they did. And that's what we were, our story was about, and the strength that the family has pulled together and start all over again. However, we're gentlemen on the air, and I don't dislike Jose. I don't have to agree with his beliefs, and I don't. But it's kind of a I mean, you know, I'm from New York. I'm Catholic. You know, I go with the flow. You know, I'm Catholics. They sin all week, ask for absolution on Saturday, and get salvation on Sunday. It's been like that for 5,000 years. You know, I'm in the Book of Life. I know I am, and I'm going to get to see my Maker in a good way. However. You know, I'm not keen on somebody coming on for a specific idea or ideal or an experience that they're having, and try to get at the end, you know, try to stick in that religious that everybody else is wrong. You know, First Amendment, freedom of religion. I'm big on civil rights. People know it. I'm fighting for my own civil rights right now in a court case. However, besides that, I think that Jose did overstep his bounds, and we most likely won't have him on again. You know, I respect the guy for what he's going through. You know, in this society that we live in today, and if he believes in his beliefs. And he thinks that's, you know, that's his way to out and way to get back what his family had since the 60s. Well, you know, my God bless him. My God bless
him. Right. And, you know, we say he can practice whatever he wants to practice, but don't, you know, and he can say, hey, y'all should join this church. But again, don't say your religion is wrong, my religion is right, especially for Christians. But anyways, coming up, we have a law enforcement issue that we need to address. Also, the vaccine, S-C-E-N-E, and the Rotten Boy Scouts. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75radio.org.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stand with Walter Yerkew live October 2nd, 2021. All right, next thing I want to talk about is the vaccine, or as Brandon Tan calls it, the Fauci ouchie. If you get the vaccine, that's your business. If you want the vaccine, it's your business. If you don't want the vaccine, that's your business and your business alone. But anyways, personally, I am actually sick and tired of these Hollywood idiots telling us that if we don't get the vaccine, then we are pieces of, you know what? You got Howard Stern, Jimmy Kimmel, and then Stephen Colbert. They're saying, oh, if you don't get a vaccine, you're nothing but trash. But here's the thing. People that are getting the vaccine are dying from COVID. And then people who are getting the vaccine are dying from the vaccine. But anyways, these people are saying, oh, you need to go out and get the vaccine and lead a healthy lifestyle. But these people are the biggest hypocrites in the world. Because, I mean, if you look at all their sexual practices, the AIDS epidemic, use of recreational drugs, use of alcohol, child sex abuse just running rampant. Meanwhile, you had Harvey Weinstein just, you know, being a sexual predator, and nobody says anything because they want to get themselves in the movies. But then Stephen Colbert has this skit or running gag going called The Vaccine. It's VAX-SCENE. So anyways, the creme de la creme was at the Ed Sullivan Theater. He had a bunch of dudes dressed up as syringes dancing around just singing the vaccine with the animated syringes for the vaccine dancing around. And it was not funny, not entertaining, just cringe-worthy. Now, mind you, Colbert hosts The Late Show at the Ed Sullivan Theater. Why is it called the Ed Sullivan Theater? Because 60 years ago, Ed Sullivan hosted the Ed Sullivan Show and had the most iconic performers in history. Not just iconic performers at the time or whatever was hot at the time. I'm talking history. On that stage, you had the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Doors, the Supremes, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Rodney Dangerfield, Vanilla Fudge, Sly and the Family Stone, Rel Earth, the Jackson 5. And then later with the David Letterman hosting, you had movers and shakers in the entertainment and political landscape. And he also had performances from the Allman Brothers Band and Jimmy Page in with the Black Crowes. Now, you got this absolute... Yeah, go ahead.
You forgot Topo Gigio.
Oh, yeah, the little mouse, Topo Gigio. But anyways, you had, you know, the greatest performers in history. Now you have, at the Ed Sullivan Theater, some douchebag dance around with dudes dressed up as syringes telling you to get the vaccine. And it's just absolutely not funny at all. And, you know, unfortunately for late night television, it is a dying art form. But anyways, another thing I was thinking about the COVID is that people who work in the medical field, medical professionals, doctors, nurses, therapists, so on and so forth, they're refusing to get the vaccine. In New York State, the governor made it mandatory that hospital workers get the vaccine or get fired. And a lot of them are getting it. A lot of them are refusing to get it. So the solution now, you have a whole bunch of unvaccinated people not working in the hospital to call the National Guard. But the National Guard are civilian soldiers. So their specialty is not medicine. They're not all hospital corpsmen or medics. They're, you know, transportation, military, police, logistics, or just plain old infantry. But my question is, why is these medical professionals who are trained and experienced in the fields of medicine refusing to get the vaccine? Because nobody except us is asking the questions. Now forget the politicians, forget the pundits, forget the cable news, forget radio talk show hosts, even forget us. Why is it that medical professionals are refusing to get the vaccine? And again, nobody's asking the question. And anyways, I think we all know why, because I said before, people actually dying from getting the vaccine, or people who are fully vaccinated die of COVID they receive from an unvaccinated person. But anyways, it's something that it needs to be looked at. It's not being looked at, and, you know, people should look at it. But again, they're too busy watching Stephen Colbert and dance around syringes. Well, what say you about this vaccine situation?
Look, you know, people say, oh, you get, you know, when you're born, you get polio, you know, you get the booster shot, you get all that stuff, you know. You know, those vaccines took decades to perfect. Decades. You know, 30 years, 40 years. You know, I'm pretty sure Mr. Trump did not start the research for this vaccine, you know, 19 months ago, and expect everybody to take it and be happy and say, yeah, I'm going to take it. You know, this vaccine for this COVID it's going to be in and under research for years and years and years to come before it's perfected, if it's ever perfected. If you feel like you want to take the vaccine and you think enough research has been done, and well, go ahead, you know, be my guest. You know, I'll drive you there, but no, I'm not going to take it. The other thing that I want to remark on is earlier this week, I did not need to see creepy Joe Biden's milky white arms getting a shot. I didn't need to see that. You know, whatever shot he got, I don't know if it came out, if it was the COVID vaccine. I mean, do you? You know,
no.
You know, the same thing with Kamala Chameleon, you know, when she got her shot, you know, on broadcast TV. I don't know what's in that syringe. You know, it's a clear fluid. You know, it could have been anything. I just don't get that these people, I'm the president, and I'm going to get the shot in front of everybody to show that it doesn't hurt and it's okay. And the same thing with Kamala Chameleon. I remember when King Cuomo got his first COVID test, you know, with the, you remember that thing with the big giant Q-tip with his brother?
Yeah,
he got, I'm not in any pain. I'm not in any discomfort. It doesn't hurt. I'm good with it. You know, these people are like freaking robots. No, I'm not gonna get a COVID test. I don't want somebody sticking something up my nose. I don't know where the hell that damn swab has been. You know, What's the next thing for Joe Biden? He's going to be on national TV for a prostate exam next. You know, I just don't understand what this show, and that's what it is about. You know, you see Nancy Pelosi coming on stage with her mask on, and what's the first thing she does when she gets to the podium? She takes it off. You know, what's the sense? Right. You know, you had 45,000 people at Yankee Stadium today. You know, there's like 7 wearing a mask. And they're firing nurses because they won't get shot. The world has gone, you know, totally bat spit, and people are feeding into it. You know, if you want to wear a mask and get the shots and get your third booster, you know, what's next? The fourth booster? You know, do you got to get it in a different part of your body? You got to get it in the butt, you know, in the butt cheek, you know, in your hip, you know, to getting it in the arm, you know, you can stick it in the eye. You know, what's next? You got the idiot Fauci. He may have had credibility, you know, 19, 20 months ago, but he is just a puppet. You know, he's an attention whore. So that pretty much rounds it out.
Right.
If you want to get it, get it. If you don't, don't.
But check out the website, 75radio.org. We posted Project Veritas is their undercover operation with the vaccine. Also, we got some from BitChute from the UK about the vaccine. But anyways, coming up, we got the whores in trouble.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal agencies can enforce President Biden's vaccine mandate starting on the 9th of November. That according to a new federal memo that says November 8th would be the deadline for workers to get their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. That date also the same deadline for workers to get their single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Senator Kristen Sinema is calling the delay to vote on the bipartisan infrastructure deal that she helped negotiate inexcusable. The Arizona Democrat firing off a blistering response to Nancy Pelosi's letter to Democrats saying that the party needed more time to work out an agreement. In the statement, Sinema argued that good faith negotiations do require trust, adding that canceling the vote further erodes that trust. And this is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, 2 segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for 2 expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Alex Jones, the Texas man who runs the website InfoWars, is going to have to pay up after claiming that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings in Connecticut were all a big hoax. Jones was found legally responsible in 2 lawsuits, and the lawyer for victims says,
finally, there's some accountability standard that he's now going to have to answer to.
Attorney Bill Ogden saying he's never seen a case play out quite like this, as Jones, who lives in Austin, didn't comply with court orders to provide information for the lawsuits, meaning he lost the cases by default. A jury will determine how much he owes. 20 kids were killed in that shooting, along with 6 other people. California school students 12 years of age and older are now being required to get vaccinated against COVID-19, although Governor Gavin Newsom says the mandate won't really take effect until the FDA has fully approved the COVID-19 vaccine for ages 12 and up, which could happen as early as early November. This is USA Radio News.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Okay, we are back, 7-5 Radio, on the Libby News Radio Network. Hey, Walt, you going to try for that rockstarradio.talk gig?
I'm a radio rock star, my friend.
Right. And I'm already turned off because the guy uses fake radio voice to put out the commercial. But we'll talk about that later. But anyways, as everybody knows, we are probably one of the premier outlets for the law enforcement community. And last week was, again, another issue that we had to take up the cause for. A photo of a Border Patrol agent on horseback attempting to apprehend an illegal immigrant, allegedly from Haiti, went viral, and all hell broke loose. It looks like the undocumented migrant was being whipped by the Border Patrol agent. But anyways, it turns out the so-called whip in question was a part of the rider's reins. It was what they call long reins. Since the photo was released and went viral, President Joe Biden said that all involved will pay. The same feeling was echoed by Press Secretary Jen Psaki. And then Congressman Maxine Waters with the awful wigs said that the incident looked like something we saw in the days of slavery. Well, we weren't back around 160 years ago. Anyway, the Homeland Security Secretary ordered a full investigation. In the meantime, the Border Patrol agent has been placed on administrative leave or administrative duties, as well as the horse in the picture. The mounted unit at the Border Patrol duty station has been disbanded, and Antifa and Black Lives Matter have been protesting the Border Patrol stables in Del Rio, Texas, saying, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, racist nags have got to go." Anyways, the union representing the horses said that every horse that works for the Border Patrol is dedicated in securing America's border and has been doing so for decades without incidents, and many horses working for the Border Patrol are, in fact, mixed breeds. But not to be outdone, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jared Taylor of New York, who's never ridden a horse, promised hearings on horse-abusing undocumented immigrants. And ranking member Jim Jordan says he'll be more than happy to urinate on Nadler's parade. But anyways, we will be taking up the cause for the horse. Stay tuned on 7-5 Radio. Walt, what say you?
The problem is we don't have any more Westerns on TV anymore. I mean, you used to have the Rifleman, you know, Have Gun, Will Travel, you know, you name it. There's no more Westerns. Yeah, yeah. These freaking people that are looking at these pictures, you know, they don't have a clue, you know. I think I posted a week or so ago when this nonsense came out, you know, if Ronald Reagan was alive, Ronald Reagan was a horse rancher. He'd have been on his horse and he'd have been out there rounding them up also. Even George W. is a rancher, an old ranch hand. He'd have been out there too. The reins that are seen that are the rangers were holding, it's to tap the horse on either side of the neck and the shoulders, you know, and maybe give it a little tap on its butt, you know, like they do with the racetrack, to get it in gear a little bit. In no way, shape, or form are these guys running around on top of horses, you know, with Indiana Jones whip. You know, just you know, bringing back the old term cracker, you know, it's just right. Unbelievable. Unreal. Right. I mean, for these guys, they're going to pay. What do you mean? What do you mean? What are they going to pay?
For doing
what are
the
they
going
to pay? You know, that's horse riding. You know, I probably rode maybe three horses in my entire life, and I knew what that picture was. You know, Joe Biden's had his nose in the Senate for what 50 years now, in politics 50 years now, and you know the guy's probably never seen a freaking horse in his life. You know, maybe he ought to go sniff a few horses. You know, leave the little girls alone and go sniff a few horses. You know,
right. Maybe he played the ponies at the track, but you know, I did the article in jest, but again, but it's the old sleight of hand. they got this picture going out of this guy. If you look at him, he's not even, he doesn't have his hands on the reins. He has his right hand on the shirt on this guy who shouldn't be here in the first place. But as in, here's another question. The guy, if you look at the picture, in the guy being grabbed in his right hand, he has a bag with two styrofoam containers of food. Who's giving this dude food? I mean, he didn't call him all the way from south of the border with two styrofoam containers of food or whatever provisions. But anyways, it's a sleight of hand because you got this picture, went viral, shows absolutely nothing other than a Border Patrol agent doing his job. But meanwhile, we had 15,000 people at the Del Rio border. How'd they come up? Who's funding them, the transportation from South America up to the border? And where did all the people go? Because they sent people, about 3,000 people back. And meanwhile, we have about 10,000 people. We don't know where they went. They disappeared. Meanwhile, they're going to hang this poor guy for doing his job. I mean, nobody wants to become a Border Patrol agent, let alone any type of law enforcement. I mean, Larry Ray Harden just brushed across to how these people are on the take, or they're being threatened, because I've heard from very good sources that the cartels actually doing surveillance on these Border Patrol agents, and they'll send pitch to say, all right, you live at 123 Main Street. We know where you live. We know what shifts you work. We know where your kids go to school, so do the right thing or else. And meanwhile, Joe Biden he's already crucified this cop and this Border Patrol agent.
This is like that idiot race car driver with the pull down rope. You know, everybody said it was a noose. You know, it's just utterly ridiculous. You know, and it's not even an interpretation of what it saw. You know, if I had no idea what was going on and I saw that picture, I never saw a horse in my life, I'd probably ask somebody that knew about horses. Are they whipping them, or is, you know, that part of the horse? What's going on with that? You know, right. There's a thing called, you know, information gathering before you open up your mouth. And Joe Biden opened up his mouth. Well, somebody probably told him what to say. But he's the one that said it.
Right. And if you look at the picture, he's got the Border Patrol agent sit on the horse. He leaned over. His right hand is on the guy's shirt. I'm pretty sure his left hand is stabilizing on the saddle, because for the simple fact, if he leans any further, any more to the right, he's going to be on the ground. But, you know
if anybody's been in Times Square New Year's Eve, Or March 17th, St. Patrick's Day is a good one. You know, the horse detail, you know, they're knocking people over left and right that are, you know, being drunk and disorderly. You know, it's for crowd control. You know, the horses are actually knocking into people, and that's what they're used for. It's a soft weapon. If the rider really wanted that horse to hurt somebody, that horse would hurt somebody. As a rider, if I was after that foreigner that was coming across the border, I wouldn't be hitting him with a piece of leather, you know, and probably missing. I'd have my horse, you know, stomp him a new mud hole.
Right.
So, you know, it's like wrestling. It's like watching WWE. It's all fake. You know, it's all smoke and mirrors. And if you didn't see it, well, I'm going to believe the president, because he's the one that saw it and he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, right.
Okay. Right. But anyways, you bring up a good point. You mentioned NASCAR. Like Bubba Wallace, he's supposed to be like the second coming for race car drivers. You know, he's got black car and black owners and black this, black that, and he's half black. He must be doing awful, because I have heard absolutely nothing about Bubba Wallace in his quest for the cup. He must be in the rear of the gear, like pushing his car to the finish line. Because if he won a race or came close to a race or was in the race for the championship, it would have been all over the news. But he must be doing absolutely horrendous, which from what I've heard, he was not the best driver out there. But again, you know, I don't follow sports anymore, because, you know, all sports are woke. But Anyways, moving right along. In Virginia, we have a gubernatorial election coming up. We have Glenn Youngkin, who's a businessman, going against former governor Terry McAuliffe. And Terry McAuliffe put out a commercial on TV and on YouTube. It's on our website saying that his Republican opponent is going to be soft on crime. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about Terry McAuliffe and State of 75 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Back. We are back. This is the fastest hour in talk radio. Anyways, before our wonderful commercials interrupted my monologue, Democrat Terry McAuliffe is running for Virginia governor again against Glenn Youngkin. So anyways, McAuliffe was with and did a commercial with the sheriffs of Henrico County, Virginia, Fairfax County, Virginia, Norfolk City, Virginia, a retired police chief and a retired member of the Marshal Service, saying that the Republican is dangerous because he wants to roll back gun laws so dangerous felons can use guns again. Well, anyways, real quick, Norfolk City and Henrico County, Virginia, are two of the most dangerous jurisdictions in the entire Commonwealth of Virginia, number one. And number two, Terry McAuliffe was at the governor's mansion when the disaster in Charlottesville happened. He mobilized the state police and mobilized the National Guard and pushed these people who had a permit for a protest demonstration in the Confederate Park, pushed them out, and all hell broke loose while the National Guard and state police stood by. You have people fighting the streets, and you know what? I can bet dollars to donuts that the people on the far right were packing heat, and thank God, other than the poor lady that's run over by a car, nobody else was killed. But this is actually chutzpah. You got Democrats saying the Republican is going to be soft on crime when you got people who are sheriffs of the most dangerous jurisdictions in the Commonwealth. And in Fairfax County, the sheriff will not turn over illegal immigrants to ICE. Anyways, what say you about a Democrat saying a Republican is soft on crime and has a bunch of Democrat loser sheriffs support this loser of a candidate?
Like I said before, it's smoke and mirrors. They got to get up there and say something. As ludicrous as it sounds, as ridiculous as it sounds, as humorous as it is, you know, when you think about it, they got to get up there and they got to say something. That's all their job is to talk about anything and anything. And, you know, and you have idiots that actually shake their head and look at their person sitting next to them and they agree. Yeah, that makes sense. Can you imagine where we would be as a society if there was not social media? We would be like penned up like pigs and chickens and farm animals. That's how we would be today. We would be penned up. You know, the vaccinated over there, the first dose over there, the people that believe the left over there. You know, we'd be penned up like little lambs following these people around if it wasn't for social media. Now, you don't believe everything you see in social media, but you're open to hear more and more opinions. Like Dan Bongino's show, even Gutfield, you know, makes a few intelligent remarks. So, you know, you have an outlet. Can you imagine just watching the 6 o'clock news? Like I remember when I was a kid, that was it. You know, you watched Jim Jensen on Channel 2 News in New York at 6 o'clock, and at 6:30 you turned on MASH, you know, and watched reruns. and that's the way that was it, and a newspaper. That was it. That was your social media. That was it. Nowadays, right. You know, now you can make a conscious decision on what you like, what you don't like, and have an opinion about it. So there's no more soapboxes. It's all on Facebook, Instagram, you know, whatever your preference is. You know, some people are on everything. I don't know how to keep right. up with it. Right. So, you know, people just are losing their intelligence because they're just taking the, you know, the word for it of people because, oh, we elected them, so they must be smart. No, right. We elected them because there wasn't anybody else running. Nobody else right. was running. So, you know, right. it's all that. It's that, you know, when somebody gets elected or somebody gets appointed, all of a sudden they're the smartest freaking people in the world. You know, right. you got to go through life. If you go through life thinking everybody else is smarter than you, you know, you're never gonna experience anything. You're never gonna have an orgasm. You know, you're never gonna go to church. You know, it's not gonna happen. You have to just take in the information, gather it, process it, and come up with some type of educational assumption or conclusion.
Exactly, and even on our website, if I put out something that is wrong, by all means, put it out there. Like this, Sunny Johnson, that's a gift that keeps on giving. We've had comment after comment for months now over Sunny Johnson. Oh, she's conservative. She's not a conservative. She's good. She's bad. She's indifferent. I mean, you know, please, by all means. And if you insult us, guess what? We will read it on the air. Trust us. But anyways, finally, Walt, again, I want to toot our own horn. Tonight we're supposed to have a very big Politico on our show. We had it all set up. I told the person's press office who we were, what we were, how to reach us, this, that, and everything. And then yesterday about 12:30, I got a phone call saying, well, this we decided to cancel. I said, any particular reason? It's just no reason given. I said, okay, we'll have a good one. You know, we'll carry on smartly. But anyways, I don't know if it's because of your past, my past, the way we do the show, the content of the show. You know, I don't know. And particularly, I don't care because I think we put out a hell of a product. You know, yes, you did things in the past. I did things in the past that we're not proud of. But guess what?
So did the guest that didn't want to come on the show.
Right. Right. You're right. And so, but we're not going to change anything. We'll try to put out better content, more content. You know, one of us, you know, my dictation is awful. You know, Jim Lansing keeps saying I have you know what in my mouth, but you know, we'll work on that. We'll work on quality. But in terms of the bumpers, the contents, our comments, you know, we're not going to stop. We are who we are, and we're not going to change. And I'm not going to sit here and push books like Mark Levin. I mean, he hasn't had guests in a while because he's too busy pushing his books. And, you know, we do it for the simple reason that we love doing this. B, we love you hearing us. C, you love hearing us do what we do. Because, I mean, there's too many Mark Levins and Sean Hannitys and all the other wannabes, and that's just awful radio. What was his name? Dino Ryan was on the Political Cesspool last week and knocked it out of the park. In fact, we booked him as a guest because for the simple fact that corporate radio is corporately owned, corporately ran, and government approved. But, you know, look for just more of the same here in 75 Radio. We will not rest on our laurels. We will not just sit on our ass and say, oh, you know, we had a good show this week or this year and just do the same old, because we are still hungry. And we're going to go out and get the story, get the guests, and do it as accurate and as entertaining as possible. Well, what say you? That's my Andy Rooney for the week.
Well, you know, I just want to thank the people that you know, follow us, you know, comment on our Facebook pages and stuff like that. You know, we don't have a whole lot of people, but the ones that we do reach, they appreciate what we do, what we say. We don't have much negative feedback. 75 Radio, you know, was just a child of Red 42. With when you were with Lancia, and I hope we picked up and we do the Red 42 show justice. And 75 Radio is something that I got involved in because you know, I met you through Dowd, and then you know Sean Bergen and the rest of the crew over there, and you know Sam Bushman, you know, I can't thank that man enough, you know, for giving us the opportunity to put this stuff on the air. And, right. You know, it's a realism show. You know, there's no smoke and mirrors or anything like that. It's a real show. If we don't know the answer, I'm not going to make it up. I'll find out and let you know next time, or I'll send you an email with what I found out. And if we make a mistake, first thing we're going to do is we've done it in the past. First thing we're going to do is, number one, apologize. Number two, make the correction. And number three, thank the person, whoever it was, for pointing it out. A lot of what we say here is opinion, and a lot of it is fact. And even a lot more of it is experience. You know, I'm not a spring chicken. I've been around a lot. I've been inside, outside, and the experiences that I've had with a few other people just make it that much more enticing for people to tune in every week.
Great. All right, well, we made it to the end of another awesome show. For Walter Yergu, this is Peter Scoopstead. Remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Have a good week, everybody. See you next time.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.